This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's another week of the Almost Famous Podcast. Could not be more excited to be here. Ashley, what's going on?
Hey, Ben. I was thinking of starting this podcast with a huge question I have for you based on something I saw on Jess's Instagram this weekend.
Oh, no. What is it?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no clue.
What is up with you calling vacuuming sweeping?
Yeah, is that not a thing?
No.
I think it is. I think it is a thing. I think here's...
No.
So it's interesting because right now my mom is out here in Denver, Colorado. She's helping me pick up my house. She's helping me kind of pack some stuff up, getting all organized. It's been great. But at the airport, Jessica asked her, do you call vacuuming sweeping? And she said, yes. And Jessica said, well, what do you call like brushing?
Sweeping. Yeah.
Sweeping. It's all sweeping because it's all picking up dirt off the floor. If this isn't a thing, I'm going to be shocked.
Look, I understand it's a very similar process. It's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But like, you call it like it's a vacuum. You vacuum with a vacuum. It sucks. It's the motion of sucking it up versus sweeping it to a side or a pan.
Ashley, let's throw this to the listeners. If you have a strong opinion on this or whatever it is, when you think of brushing your floor, what do you call it? If you think of sucking up things off your floor, what do you call it? Email us at benandashleyi@iheartmedia.com or just like direct message us or comment on the pictures on our Almost Famous Podcast Instagram.
What was her feedback? Because she did a questions for it. I would say like 97%, more, said that it was called vacuuming and sweeping. And there are two separate things. Our producer, Mark, just wrote in the chat, sweeping should be called brooming if vacuuming is with a vacuum.
Oh, so Mark, are you on my side or Ashley's side?
I'm actually not on your side. I'm on Ashley's side. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because the argument that you should call it vacuuming because it's with a vacuum, then you should call it brooming.
Yes.
You know what? Yes. It's going to be really interesting, the feedback. I wouldn't say it's 97%, Ashley. I think you're stretching it. But I will say I lost this argument. I've lost a lot of arguments when it comes to how you say things, when it comes to the comment poll. But here's the thing, Ashley. I don't want to be the everyday man. I want to be unique. I want to be different.
And I call it sweeping.
All right. Hey, Ashley, we have a great podcast coming up. We have Riley from Clarentatious season coming on. We also have Corinne coming on here a little bit later to chat about everything going on in their lives. They've got some dirt. They've got some great updates. It's going to be fantastic. But before we jump over to them, let's just take one break. And when we come back, we will have Riley Christian on the Almost Famous Podcast. As promised, we have fan favorite, incredible personality, massive arms, really good looking, Riley Christian. Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate all of those compliments. You know,
there's many more I could have said, but you know, that's just, what
I don't know
out.
If I'm worthy of such praise. I appreciate it though. You know,
Riley, people loved you on Claire/Tayshia's season. My dad, it was so funny. The night you were eliminated, he was like, she just lost out. She lost out. That was supposed to be her guy. She's fighting fate. And I'm like, I love it.
You know, I mean, I was hoping for it to go a different way, but you know, things didn't work out. I got the boot and hey, she's happy, you know, with Zach. So yeah. It's all good. All's well as well, you know.
They have a magical connection. I love them two of them together. So
yeah.
So what signed you up to be on? What inspired you to sign up for The Bachelorette?
Wow. All right. So actually, it's a little bit of a crazy story because I didn't actually sign up. I had never even seen an episode of The Bachelorette prior to going on. But one day I was in court down in Brooklyn. A friend of mine, she just came back past like the attorney room I was sitting in. And she goes, hey, you know what, Riley? You need to be on The Bachelorette. Her name is Flo. And I was like, Flo, shut up, Flo. Like, what are you talking about? Because I had heard of the show, but I didn't, you know, I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I'm serious. And so while I'm in court, she just takes her phone out, snaps a picture, and then submits an application. And before you know it, I get a phone call like, hey, so you're interested in this? And the rest is history, I guess. So,
well, one of the big things that came up, you are a self-described workaholic. You work really hard and you work often. And so going on The Bachelorette was actually kind of a gift to you, as at least from everything I understand, because it gave you a second to kind of breathe and to date and to rediscover that you are interested in finding love, right?
Yeah, for sure. I do work a lot. I'm at the office right now. But I talked to my firm and they were like, hey, you know, this is great. I told them, like, you know, that, you know, I'm trying to find a wife and all this type of stuff. They were like, yeah, it's fine. You can go. And then it just gave me an opportunity to just kind of shut down just regular life for a second, especially being here in New York City when the phone's always ringing and emails are always going. And then I got to, you know, go out there and have a shot at finding love with Claire and then Tayshia. You know, I'm 0-2, but hey, I had an opportunity to do it. So it was fun.
So you didn't know anything about the show going into it. Were you just taken aback by how many feelings you've developed so quickly?
Yes, actually, because I'm usually, I usually go along pretty slowly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I first started to talk to Claire, I remember, you know, getting like a little bit of feelings for Claire after I got the group date rose. Mm-hmm. And then when she took off with Dale and then we had Tayshia, she came on, and then I was really just able to express myself in a very, very short period of time. And I just didn't think that was going to be possible. But Tayshia, I give Tayshia a lot of credit. She pulled quite a bit of stuff, you know, out of me, and I got emotional. I even cried on the show, which I'd never do. So it was like, it was wild. But overall, like, I'm appreciative of the opportunity. I learned a lot from that experience. So it was good.
Yeah, you know, we get people on here all the time that talk about their positive and negative experiences from the show. You obviously, we did get to kind of see you progress and grow. We got to learn a lot about you during your time on the show. Do you regret allowing yourself to open up that much, or is that something you're proud of?
No, I don't regret it. I'm actually proud of it. It's one of those things that I need to learn to get better at. This situation kind of forced me to do it in a very quick fashion. You know, I had strong feelings with Tayshia at the time. And so I was like, in order to make this work, she's got to know who you are. You know, you have to tell her, you know, about you, your family, whatever. And so that experience has actually helped me just in life post Bachelorette, you know, when I'm trying to, you know, talk to people or go out on a date or even be friends with people and just being able to just open myself up. Mm. So it was good.
Yeah, that's great.
You talk about being in the courtroom. Has it been any different since being on the show? Like, do you hear from other lawyers, judges? Like, has it changed your practice at all?
You know what? So the courts have been shut down since the pandemic. So I haven't been able to actually go to court. But I do get some very strange emails either from clients or like coworkers or opposing counsel or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's been pretty strange. And then it's also strange when I'm just walking around the city or I go to the gym and they're like, hey, are you Riley from, you know, the Bachelorette? And I'm just like, yeah. So that's always cool. But I guess, yeah, it's been a little different, you know, post show, but all good stuff. I loved it.
Speaking of being in New York, there's a few people, right, that live in New York City, Dr. Joe being one of them. Do you ever see him or Dale or any of these guys from the show?
Or Bennett?
Yeah. I see the guys. We hang out from time to time. I actually just spoke to Joe not too long ago. I hang out with the guys. I great bunch of guys. Much love to the guys. I don't want to get too soft and say I love the guys, but
yeah, well, okay.
they're a good group. They're a fun bunch.
Well, we loved that group. I thought it was they both had such a selection of wonderful men. And I feel like the camaraderie between you guys is very similar to that of Ben in my husband's season, Caitlin's season. Yeah. And I feel like we haven't had like that kind of warmth in a group, that kind of like love in the group since Caitlin's season until yours.
Yeah. See, like for us, I think at the end of the day, we had a pretty mature group. Mm-hmm. There was some confrontation like on the show, But that's because we're all competitive people. And there's a lot of, you know, quote unquote, alpha males or whatever in the room. And we all want to win and we all want to find love and all of this type of stuff. But then when it's over, it was like, okay, there was this mutual respect we had for one another. So now when it's done, we can just call each other. We can hang out, you know, and just be good friends at the end of the day. And yeah, we talk a little trash about the stuff that took place maybe on the show and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, well, Ashley's right. We loved watching your season. And we would love to watch more of you guys from that season on our TVs as time goes on. Let's switch gears just a little bit from your experience on The Bachelorette and ask you a very direct question, one that we've been wondering behind the scenes here. You once tweeted at Katie Thurston, who is now our Bachelorette. And we have, and we have from very reliable sources, our own eyes, that Blake Moynes is on this season, Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette. Why did you not join? Did you try? Were you shut down? Tell us everything.
You know, why? At the end of the day, I mean, it wasn't, no, I didn't like try or like, you know, try to reach out or see if I can get on it or something like that. I remember watching Matt's season and Katie, her progression to me was kind of like slow. But when she came along, she got very real. And I'm not a fan of like mean people. I love nice people. And she stood up, you know, against, you know, people that were being rude on the show. And it just really stood out to me. So I was like, somebody I would like to give a compliment. So I did.
Very nice. So how many times did you go back and forth in the DMs?
Easy on me.
No. That's a great question, Ashley. No. Fantastic question.
You know, I don't know if we went back and forth like that in the DMs, but I did, like you said, I gave the shout out, I gave the tweet, and you know, I told her, good job, you know, congratulations.
Well, didn't answer my question though. Why were you not on this season?
Why was I not? I mean, they chose Blake. I think that's why I wasn't on this season, you know?
Okay.
They chose Blake. Blake's a good choice. He's a good dude. They're both into like super sex stuff, you know? This is what they do.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he's like super horny.
Yeah, the man like made a clay penis like while we were there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect match, it sounds like.
Oh, you know? My God.
Okay, well, Bennett is really shooting his shot with Kelly Flanagan. Actually, Dr. Joe, when he was on here a couple weeks ago, said that he wouldn't mind interfering with that love connection if she seemed interested. So who are you going after? Are we all going after Kelly, or is there somebody else on your radar?
You know, I've been pretty low-key about my stuff. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I haven't, you know, looked at some people in Bachelor Nation. I think there's some people out there that would be interesting. But, you know, some stuff I got to follow up on. I have never met Kelly, don't know anything about Kelly. I'm going to leave that love triangle to Pete and Bennett. I don't want any parts of that. I'm going to just let them, you know, go about it. But, I mean, she seems, from everything that I hear, she seems great. But that's their love connection.
But who are you after personally?
Just throw out who you think is cute.
Yeah, you can give us your top. You can give us your top three
simple,
or five,
innocent.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
See, that's tough, and I don't even want to. See, because once I start naming names and stuff like that, it's messy. I mean, I'm just
I'm headlines.
Yeah, we're about the messy.
I can't,
Riley. We're really about the messy. It's really good.
I can tell. No, like. I mean, I think there's some incredible people in Bachelor Nation. Like I said, there's some very, very nice people. But I got no bulletin board material for you today. I'm sorry on that.
He's a lawyer. He knows exactly what he can and cannot say.
He's too good at this. He's too good at it. He's dodging them. Riley, I guess, can you answer this? Do you want to go to Paradise? Like, is it something that even intrigues you?
I've heard a lot about Paradise. I hear it's a good time. It's something that I would definitely consider. If offered, I mean, I'm still single. Dating in New York is like damn near impossible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would be open to it if it came my way, but you know, we'll see. So.
I guess my last question is, when was your last date in New York City?
My last date in New York City, probably about a month ago, maybe.
Okay. So how'd that go? I guess it didn't go that well because it was a month ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it was, no, well, I shouldn't say it like that because actually the date went well. It was fine. I thought she was great. But I mean, we work. It's tough. Timing. All that type of stuff here in the city. So
yeah, that's what guys say. It's a nice little excuse that she just wasn't your person.
This is the pandemic. It's the pandemic. It's the pandemic. Hey, Riley, you're awesome, man. I do want to see you back on the TVs.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited now. I'm more on the edge of my seat than ever to see who you're going to go after when you set foot on the beach, if you step foot on the beach. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to say, dang it, Riley, you could have told us and there would have been no problem with it X amount of months ago. But until then, Riley, thanks for coming on with Space Podcast. It means a ton.
Yeah, thanks for having
thank you for having me.
Good sense of humor with us.
Oh, of course, I appreciate the questions. You know, you threw some curveballs at me, but I think I stuck with it pretty good. So it's all good. And here we are again. My phone is just going and going and going.
You go pick that up. We appreciate you. Bye, Riley. Hope to see you in paradise.
See you, Riley.
All right, sounds good. See you later.
All right, Ash. Now we have Corinne Olympios.
Oh, Corinne. She has a new podcast. It's called Corinne Saves Us All.
Okay.
And you can get it wherever you get your podcast. You could also shop her new jewelry line, which we'll be talking about. It's called AuraSugar.com.
I just saw her post about it. Yeah, she just posted about it, didn't she?
Yeah, she gave me some jewelry when I saw her in Arizona 2 weeks ago. It's really cute. It's very much a 90s throwback. So we're going to be talking about everything she's up to right after this.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
With Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This is Scott Patterson. You know me as Luke on the show Gilmore Girls, and I have a podcast called I Am All In. So, you know, here's the thing about the podcast is I've never, ever, ever only seen one movie, and I've only seen the pilot. So 153 episodes and 3 movies I have not seen. And I know you guys have been binge watching it through COVID and, you know, for 21 years and generations of families and mothers and daughters. And let's watch it together, guys. You know, we'll share stories. We'll share the memories. I've got a million stories to tell, especially about Sean Gunn and Milo Ventimiglia and a lot of other people, too. And guess what? You can pull out your cell phones and use them during the podcast, I guess. How am I going to know? You come into the diner and do that, that's a different story. Listen to I Am All In on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
As promised, we have one of our favorites. Like, one of our favorites. She always makes us laugh. She's always honest. Ashley just adores her. Corinne, welcome to Almost Famous Podcast. But here's where I got to start this. Because you and Ashley here in a second, I know, are going to take off on your own little conversation. I'm going to be pushed aside because you guys, you have a thing that I'm not in on yet. but here's the thing. You entered into the podcast saying it's been a morning. You said you haven't done your hair, you haven't done your makeup. You still look beautiful. But what's going on? What's happened in your life?
Okay. So the fact that I said it's been a morning and it's 2 p.m. just really explains a lot.
Yeah.
My hair is in a ponytail.
Which is fine. Same. Was that a problem?
I mean, I don't know what's happening. But I have a beading company now, for those of you that don't know. And I got a big order from a huge store.
Hey.
And I make everything handmade myself. And so I've just been sitting here for hours making 300 belly chains.
Well, belly chains. I didn't know you had belly chains. So, well, speaking of that, you have a new brand. It's a jewelry company. It's a very much like a throwback to 90s jewelry, which I love. It's so cute. Reminds me of my childhood. It's called Aurora. It's called Aura Sugar. Aura Sugar. You get it at aurasugar.com. And then you personalize and make everything by hand.
Yes, everything is made by hand, which is like, I don't think a lot of people know, but everything is handmade by me, my sister, or my partner.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we obviously have a lot of pieces that you can just buy because now we're doing wholesale and we can sell to stores. So we can't personalize that stuff. But if you come to our website, everything is personal, personalizable, personizable,
personalized.
Yeah, personalized. I was gonna say that's personalizable. Yeah, sure. That works.
You can literally make any choker, any belly chain, any, you know, any beaded accessory. Make phone charms, bracelets, earrings, and you can have it say whatever you want. Your boyfriend's name, your birthday, your name, dog's name, whatever.
It's
really fun.
You were so sweet. You gave me one that said my name, Jared's name, and Lois's name. So cute. I want to talk about your boyfriend for a second. So I got the honor of meeting Vince the Builder, guys. He has a huge social media following of his own. Got to have dinner with him and Corinne a couple weeks ago. And he is your perfect compliment. Like, Jared and I left having so much fun and just thinking that you guys are such a great couple. You actually, at the dinner, kind of realized how you first came about meeting. And that was through, well, you guys were DMing, and then you, unbeknownst, like not in your memory, but somehow this happened. You DM'd him your number. You swore that he was the one pursuing you, though.
I just spoke about this with Jared. I literally cannot believe. I mean, if we didn't have that conversation at dinner, I would have never known that I was the one that gave him my number first.
You create the narrative you want. You create the narrative in your head you want it. Now, Corinne, here's the part that I'll chime in at. The next day I called Ashley and we were just talking on the phone and she's like, guess what I did last night? So what'd you do last night? She said, I had dinner with Corinne and Vince the Builder. And I said, oh, awesome. How was it? She goes, it was incredible. And Jared was in the background. They're like, how great is Corinne's boyfriend?
Yeah.
And Jared's like, he's awesome. And then this is the part I really loved. And I'm going to share too much info. And Ashley's like, you know, the best part about Corinne, because we really do enjoy talking to you. We love having you on the podcast. We really want to highlight your jewelry. She goes, you know what I loved about Corinne last night? I was like, what was that? She's like, she does not hold back by saying, I'm waiting for a ring. I'm waiting to get engaged.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Literally. I mean, I had to chill out with that a little bit because it got to a point where I was just like, I mean, we spoke about it every day. I was very annoying about it. I was very, very, I mean, I think like last night we had some champagne to celebrate, you know, the success of my jewelry company, which I still can't believe all that's going on, which I'll get to in a second, but we had some champagne and I just brought it right up again. After I swore to myself, I'm not bringing it up anymore. I'm not talking about it. I was like, okay, so like, when are you going to do it? Like, it's just so frustrating because we're basically already married.
Yeah.
And honestly, you should take it as a compliment.
He should. He really should.
Why do you want me to be like, ew, please don't propose to me. Like, I really don't want to marry you.
All I want to do is just spend the rest of my life with you. Is that bad?
Yes. Hey, I'm just like, that into you.
This is so good. Well, anyways, I had to say that because it was really sweet. Ashley and Jared were just super happy they got to have dinner with you. And I knew they, you know, they'd be weird if Ashley was like, yeah, by the way, I really loved our dinner. But I wanted to share that I heard that they loved the dinner.
Okay.
Well,
so
Vince loved you guys too,
that's
by the way.
Good.
Just saying.
That's good. Vince and I go back and forth on DM now about his projects because you guys, he is the builder of my dreams. Like, this man has... It's such a talent. You guys have to look at how gorgeous the houses that he's building. And he like builds some celebrity houses too. Are you allowed to say whose houses he's building?
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, actually the one that you know about that he's doing most recently, don't say it.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they want to announce it on her show first.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's done a lot of wrestlers. He's done Mike the Miz. He's doing Randy Orton's house.
He's doing, what's the Christian Cavallari's ex?
Jay Cutler.
The Bear.
Jake Cutler. He's doing Jake Cutler's house. Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing a lot. He does a lot of celebrity houses. Because, and I mean,
I'm
going to
follow him on Instagram.
I'm
going to follow him right now.
You need to follow him right now. He's Vince the Builder.
Yeah.
And the work they do, and I'm not just saying this because he's my boyfriend. I mean, the work they do are just things that, like, I look at and I'm like, first of all, this is absolutely breathtaking. Second of all, how did you even, like, think of this design or to come up with this? I mean, the just the little intricate detailing that they do, like, on things is crazy.
Yeah. Now,
he's a good looking dude, isn't he?
Oh, he's so handsome. I mean, like, he's really a catch. Now, you guys have been together for a year and a half. We know that you want to marry him. Can you, in like a simple story, describe like why you compliment each other so well? Like, I thought, just like to give you an example, perhaps the way that if something slightly inconveniences you in the morning versus how if something goes minorly wrong in his day and how you guys handle it differently.
I, as most of you may know, I'm very like, just the slightest thing will just ruin my entire day and just set me off. And just, I mean, like, if like, I just, and he's so calm and he's so collected, and like a bomb will go off and he'll be like, oh, like, it's okay. I'll just do this, and this to fix it. And I'm like, how are you always so calm and so collected? Like literally, I just, and he just will look at me and be like, what are you freaking out about? And I'm like, honestly, I don't even know.
But does that give us a little insight into your relationship then? Does it cause relational tension at all? Or do you guys kind of operate in a rhythm where it doesn't kind of, because if he's calm and you're more like outgoing, like, you might want him to respond more, or he might say, hey, like, I'm trying to hold it together and you're not. So how do you deal with that?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I always wonder, I'm like, is this the time where he's going to like freak out at me for freaking out? Because sometimes I'm like so outrageous with the way I handle things and like freak out about things, where he's like always so calm. And then he'll like randomly get like wound up about it and mad at me for being so like
wound
what's
up
the word? Like frantic.
Okay.
Yeah, frantic about it. So I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I like push it a little bit. I like kind of like try to see what's gonna like push his buttons almost to like make him freak out. And sometimes I'm surprised. I'm like, wow, I'm really surprised that you didn't freak out about this. And then other times he'll get mad at me for something and I'm like, this is the thing that you're going to choose to get mad at. Like, this is the thing. And it's just so bizarre. But for someone who's so calm, I guess nothing really ever bothers them. So when it does, it just does.
Yeah.
I've always been like, you know, I was like the girl very similar to you, where it was like, I'm a lot to handle. Like, I'm high maintenance and I get it and I kind of embrace it. But people were like, you know, guys don't love that. Like, you're really going to have to like search high and low for somebody like that. Like, what's your advice to girls who are, quote, too much?
Okay, I'm literally a lot also. I know that I'm not a handful. I'm two handfuls.
Okay.
I know that. And listen, I think when guys call girls too much, then that guy's not for you. If you're too much and that's just who you are, the guy that's meant for you, that can handle you, you'll find him and it will work for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should have to be, if you're too much, I don't think you have to be less find someone.
Right.
Just deal with me. Yeah. If you like me, just deal with me.
Yeah, you're yourself. I think it's great. I mean, I've learned as I've gotten older too, like, I have to celebrate my friends' relationships, my own relationships, people that I know's relationships, when like both parties can be the best, the kindest, the most loving, the most sympathetic versions of themselves, but also not have to like restrict their personalities in the process. Like, you can thrive and be loud and vivacious and like be the heart, like this, the person, the party that everybody's watching, but also like, you know that your partner's got your back the whole time. I think it's beautiful, Corinne. I think it's a great message.
Too. That's why I wanted her to talk about it, because I feel awesome. Like she would have a good answer for that. So, Corinne, you have a new podcast. It's called Corinne Saves Us All. It's a little bit different than your podcast in the past because it's completely, thoroughly run by you. And you say, if you don't like what I'm saying, just don't listen to it. I am going to be raw and my most open self.
Correct. I had a really bad experience with my last podcast. I don't know if listeners here have heard of it, but it was called So Random. It's not a thing anymore, so don't listen to it. It was absolutely horrendous. I lost all creative control with it, and it wasn't my podcast. And I'm a person which, if you know who I am, you know that I always go after what I want. I'm very vocal about what I want. And I don't really feel like I should have to change that for anyone. And that kind of goes with the theme of everything we've been talking about. And I took a break from podcasting for a while because it left such a horrible taste in my mouth. And I wasn't able to talk about things that I believed in or wanted to talk about. You know, there were always things that I needed to tiptoe around because of certain things going on in the world and things like that. And I just did my own podcast now. It's called Corinne Saves Us All. I am completely real and my most honest self. And again, like Ashley said, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. If you don't like me, don't listen to it. I don't care. It's fine. But it's funny and fun. And we give people dating advice. I'm hoping to maybe have more matches than The Bachelor has over time.
Oh, so you're a matchmaker now.
I'm trying.
How many have you created?
Well, so far I've had about 4 to 5 different people on, and they've just been bringing me kind of like, it's kind of like a bring me your problems and I will solve them mm-hmm. dating edition. Mm-hmm. And I've seemed to have helped a lot of people. So I'm kind of guiding. It's not like so much where I take a guy and a girl and I'm like, hey, you guys should be together. It's more kind of me walking these girls and boys through, or men, women and men, through their dating lives and kind of guiding them in the issues that they are having in meeting someone.
But it's not just a dating podcast, right?
No, okay. It's not. There's a lot of pop culture. There's a lot of just fun stuff and, you know, whatever's kind of going on in the world and my opinion on it.
If people want to be set up and get advice from you, how could they contact you?
So far, we're doing DM. It's been super successful that way. We are going to move everything to an email eventually. But so far, we're just doing DM because I get to see the people. I get to like get a feel for who they are and things like that. It's just good.
Awesome. Corinne, the next, well, not millionaire matchmaker, but
was her name again?
Patty Singer.
Yes.
She told me to get over Jared. She said it was never going to happen. It's a story for another time. It's been covered enough here. Okay. So you mentioned it tiptoeing around certain topics. What is a bachelor topic that you have felt like you needed to tiptoe around until you had your own podcast?
A bachelor topic?
Yeah.
A bachelor topic that I had to tiptoe
like
around.
Like a headline, like some controversy that you feel like, normally you've been like very PC about it, but on your podcast.
Oh, I mean, am I allowed to talk about stuff on here?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, this is the spotlight's on you.
I have to be really careful because I don't want to get canceled on your show. If I get canceled on my show,
you're still canceling yourself.
I mean, definitely like things that I would tiptoe around are, well, let's talk about Colton coming out for a second.
Okay.
While I'm so glad he found who he is and is able to like be in a safe space and, you know, have the support from everybody. And I do support him, but for me, I think maybe, I mean, and you know, there are definitely cases where like you find out that you're gay like later in life. But to me, my personal opinion is that it sounded like he knew this for a while. And it's like, if you're having these thoughts and you're having, you know, different things go through your head that, you know, maybe you might be gay, which you might have not known or not, you know, but if you're having thoughts and you're trying to figure it out, don't you think maybe you should think to yourself, hey, maybe I shouldn't be the bachelor, you know? And I just feel like that was super unfair to all the girls. If he was having thoughts in his head, like, maybe I might be gay. And I'm not saying it's bad or anything like that. I'm so happy he like actually did like come out and finally is being true to himself and things like that. All I was saying is if you're having thoughts like that and you're not sure if you're gay or not, maybe just like take a break from The Bachelor to figure that out and not, you know,
yeah,
not know and have all these girls that it's a dating show for men dating women.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know?
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's good for now.
Okay. So for more opinions of Corinne, you got to check out her podcast. She wants to be careful on our show, but she's not going to be careful on her show. Corinne Saves Us All. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. And if you want any personalized, handmade by Corinne jewelry, it's AuraSugar.com. And you also have like soaps and stuff, and it's really cute. Like you gave me a piece of pie soap.
Yeah, did you put it out yet?
I'm moving into my apartment on Saturday, so it's going to have its own little dish.
Yes. All the soaps are all natural because people don't know that. So they are all natural and safe for sensitive skin. And you don't have to use it as soap right away because they'll last a couple years and it'll make your area smell really, really great. Whether you put it in the kitchen as a decorative soap or
it smells
a guest bathroom.
So good. So good. It's so cute. Yeah, it's great for a guest bedroom. All righty, Corinne, thank you so much for joining us. You delightful little bundle of energy.
Oh, I missed you. Thank you for having me.
Next time we're in Arizona or you're around, can't wait to see you.
I know. Vince loves you. We all have to get together again.
Oh, yay. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley, one of our favorite segments of every week, because they always happen, they never stop, is Bachelor headlines. We have plenty. Let's start with the first one. Justin Anderson says Jennifer Aniston loves to talk about The Bachelor when he colors her hair. This according to People.
This is the coolest thing ever. Okay, so I've seen Justin Anderson. He's done my hair. He did it when we were both in LA. He's Nashville based now, and I am obviously Rhode Island based. And my sister's a hairstylist now, so it would be weird of me not to get my hair colored through her. But anyway, when I saw Justin, who is the most awesome, I love him so much. He's a friend. He says that when Jen is in his chair, she likes to talk Bachelor and find out the scoop about the personalities of the contestants that sit in his chair. It's like so funny because the Bachelor contestants want to know about Jennifer and Jennifer wants to know about us. He says that she, of course, follows him on social media, and whenever she sees that he does a Bachelor contestant's hair, she always comes in at her next appointment and asks how so-and-so was.
That's
how
so
awesome
cool
is that? So he says, I will admit a few times I got invited to go over to Jennifer Aniston's house to watch The Bachelor. It's not a secret. I hope it's not. You know what's fascinating? So Jen had admitted this in a couple of interviews that she was a Bachelor fan. She said, you know what I find fascinating? The Bachelor. I was mesmerized by how these girls, they meet this guy and they have 3 dates together or something like that. And then all of a sudden they're weeping through how they just lost the love of their life. I just don't understand it. So she may not understand it, but she watches it regularly. She's always on those lists of like celebrities who watch The Bachelor on Us Weekly and People and all that. So it's pretty cool for me because there's a likelihood that Jennifer Aniston has asked Justin Anderson about me. Jennifer Aniston knows who we are, Ben.
She has no clue who I am. I wish she did. She was my childhood crush. Hey, Cassie Randolph addresses ex Colton Underwood coming out as gay. The quote is, there's a lot of layers to it. This according to People.
So we mentioned last week that Cassie was skipping out on posting her vlog to YouTube the week that Colton came out. She said, I will have a video next week. So then
Are we waiting for that video?
I was waiting for it. Okay. So when she posted it, I swiped up and I watched the beginning. She's talking, you know, she's showing us how she's redecorating her new house on the beach in California. And she's kind of vague in the way that she words things. She says, the topic in the media that brought up my name recently, I just want you guys to know that I'm not going to be further discussing it or commenting on it for now. There's a lot of layers to it, and I just think the best thing for me at this time is to move forward and just focus on going forward. If I do decide in the future to say anything or to make a comment at all, you guys will be the first to know. And she said, thank you to everyone for the kind comments and messages.
That's okay. Well, I didn't know she moved to the beach. I mean, that's a new headline for me. So she moved to the beach. She has this like super cool little beach house now.
Yeah. So she moved out of LA and I believe she's living closer to her parents in the Manhattan Beach area. Or are they even further south than Manhattan Beach? I think they might be.
Yeah.
So Huntington Beach, Huntington.
That's a beautiful place. Hey, big news this week as we enter into this. Well, we're still in the off season for a bit. But who calls this the off season? We have some great guests coming up. The Bachelorette Katie Thurston is ready for love and first promo. This is a big deal, Ashley. We got our first promo of Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette.
Ben, should we watch it here together for the first time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to click. Ready, set, go. Okay, it's fine. Do you agree? It's okay. I feel like after Hannah Brown's promo, it just cannot be beat. Also, Claire's is pretty awesome too. Yeah. She, you know, it was super sultry and it was like, I'm a boss bitch. This is just like, okay, we're going to air some of Katie's most notable moments in rings. And she looks beautiful and these outfits are a lot better than the first promo outfit that we saw her in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, people didn't like that, did they? I heard that. I kind of read because obviously I love Carrie and kept up. But like I saw that people didn't respond super well to the very first out. I mean, I would never know if an outfit was good or not. But her first outfit just did not fly, did it?
No, it did not.
That's too bad. Well, Ashley, here's my question. Going into this season, after seeing this promo, what is Katie's thing? Like, I know, you know, she's likable. She's outspoken. She obviously kind of goes against the grain a little bit. She has a little bit of Caitlin Bristow in her. But what is her storyline that we're going to grab onto? Have we seen it yet? Have we felt it, or am I missing it?
It's that she supports other women. I think she stands up for other people. She's wearing a shirt in that promo that says "Be a Katie," and I'm pretty sure she means support other women by, you know, inferring that infers to that, I believe. And it shows clips of her kind of being like, "This is me. Like, take it or leave it."
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, I'm all for that.
What do you think?
I didn't know.
Would you think otherwise?
No, I had to. I honestly came into this with. I wanted to ask you because I had no clue what her storyline was going to be.
She's definitely a woman empowerment storyline to me.
Okay, awesome. Well, hey, headline this week, we're getting a little bit of behind the scenes info from the filming of The Bachelorette, which is Katie's season that is currently happening. This was a headline that's kind of spread really throughout the last 3 days. And it's a really interesting headline to read because if you dive into it a little bit, you get to learn a little bit of what's happening behind the scenes. And the headline reads this: inside the different vibe on set of The Bachelorette without Chris Harrison. This according to Us Weekly.
Yeah. So apparently people can feel the shift on set. The insider, there are two insiders of the story. The first one says there were a lot of last minute changes. It's a different vibe. Chris was the glue that holds everything together. He's like the father figure to everyone. And he's someone that everybody knows and respects and truly loves. And then the second insider says some crew have been with him since the very beginning. So just a weird feeling not having him around after almost 20 years of working with him. People might not realize how involved he is with filming. This is true from two people who have been there a time or two. The quote continues to say, but he plays a huge role on the show and behind the scenes. He's on set 24/7. He keeps everything together. He was always interacting and mingling with everyone because, of course, he knew a lot of people there. It's different just having the women as co-hosts since they don't know everyone as well.
It is interesting. How different, you know, when Alon Gale left the show, we noticed, you know, a different vibe that was happening on the show. Well, if you take away the hosting part of it for a second, how much different do you think the overall feel the show will have without Chris there?
I'm sure they'll edit it in a way that it feels very familiar to us. I think they're just going to, like, a lot of those little chats, and I think they're actually going to have plenty of chats with the girls. Well, I think the mentor sense, you know, that's what they keep saying. They're guides. They're not hosts.
Well, that's what this headline says, too. You're kind of tying perfectly into it. The next headline reads, how Tayshia Adams and Caitlin Bristow season 17 bachelorette roles will differ from Chris Harrison's job. This according to Us Weekly as well. So what you're saying is they're going to have like a little bit more like just like guiding role than, hey, let's come in, drop the bombs and then leave like as a host.
OK, yeah. So this is their role. Their role is more experienced girlfriends to Katie and experienced contestants to the guys. That's how they're using them. It says that they were brought in the last moment when they decided not to have Harrison be the host of this season. They again say that Tayshia and Caitlin aren't replacing Harrison. And that's all we got from that.
Well, it's definitely going to feel different. I mean, you have Caitlin and Tayshia. We've heard from behind the scenes that they're working through kind of how they can co-host together. It's taken some time, obviously, as it should. But I'm imagining it's been difficult on them as co-hosts to try to figure out the rhythm and the flow. I mean, they're carrying a larger weight than I bet they initially realized. Like replacing somebody who's had a job for 20 years is not an easy task. And
yeah.
I wonder if this next headline has anything to do with it. The Bachelorette's Caitlin Bristow gets candid, very candid, about battling anxiety. The quote is, "I'm in full tears mode." This according to People.
Yeah, so Caitlin didn't hold back when addressing her mental health struggles on Sunday night. She said, "Anyone else suffering from anxiety right now, I'm in full tears mode. I need help. I'm also here to help anyone else, too. One time I had the best thread going on from anxiety." She means the thread, like, on her socials. "And it was the most pleasant thing on the internet. I have essential oils. I'm reading good news. And I'm listening to calm music. What are you doing?" I just paraphrased there a little bit. And then she also said that she was going to put on a movie and put her phone down. "If anyone wants to help each other with tips and uplifting tweets, please continue. Thank you for your help." This is not the first time that Caitlin has been open about her anxiety. I wonder how it's been being, you know, on lockdown.
Yeah.
With, you know, without Jason and without the dogs for the last couple of weeks.
It's got to be tough, right? I mean, those dogs were a huge support for her. Obviously, Jason's a big support for her. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, all this happened. They were announced as the hosts. And within a few days, they were showing up to set, to quarantine.
Yeah.
And to be on set. Like, there's a lot of life things that are getting paused and kind of stopping all of a sudden. When that happens, it's not like Tayshia and Caitlin just didn't have life plans. It's not like they had already had 3 months blocked out where they could be doing nothing. Like, a lot of had to change, and we got to understand that. And so I don't know when filming officially ends. Do you?
I would assume if it starts airing in early June, they'll probably be filming. I think they might have another 3 weeks of filming.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a long journey. We're thinking about Tayshia, we're thinking about Caitlin, but it's great that Caitlin is able to get out there and share herself publicly. Well, speaking of something public, something that wasn't exactly shared publicly, but is definitely being talked about publicly, here's the headline, and I'm just going to start with this. Stop me if you've heard this once before. Matt James and Rachel seen together again in new photos. This according to Screen Rant.
All right, guys, so you know how the story went a couple weeks ago. She flew up to New York to spend some time with Matt in a romantic sense, or so her camp says. And then she finds out, allegedly, that he was seeing some other girl around the same time that he was trying to rekindle things with her. And then she goes to dinner with her girlfriends, cries it out, and, you know, decides that they're not going to be seeing each other anymore. Well, fast forward 2 weeks, and here they were spotted together. There's a picture online in Newport Beach, California. There's really no other reports besides this picture.
What's enough?
Exactly. Somebody's saying that Rachel has been with Matt in California all week. They apparently met up where this picture was, at Bear Flag Fish Incorporated. That's all we know. But there has been no reported meetups in Georgia or anything like that, which is where she's from.
Wild, wild stuff, man. Bachelor Nation just can't stop forming headlines, and we got a new one here. Ivan Hall and Heather Martin. Don't forget, we just had Heather Martin on the podcast. She didn't mention anything about this. It would have been great if she did. But Heather Martin sparked dating rumors. This, again, according to Screen Rant.
Okay. Well, there's a picture of her from my other podcast producer. Her name is Courtney. She took a picture of Ivan and Heather together, and then Heather regrammed it, or you know what I mean? Like she put she took that Instagram and she posted it on her Instagram story. And this is simply what is causing photos. They are cheersing in a group of people. It's not just the two of them together in this photo. I don't think that you can take two Paradise stars in one picture cheersing together and take that as
proof that
they're dating, because, you know, we all know that so many of us hang out together. This particular story, the photo that was posted by Heather herself, and it was in San Diego, California. They were there as a group in celebration of Spencer from Claire/Tayshia's season, his birthday. And they said at the club that Heather and Ivan, they were hanging out and they looked really cute together. You know, they weren't kissing or anything like that. There was no report of hand holding, touching, just they looked cute while chatting.
They're both good looking people. So like, of course they're gonna look good together. Like they're beautiful humans, and so people are going to watch and be like, that looks fantastic. Well, Ashley, this headline leads us into the next headline. And I just wonder, after talking to Heather and hearing the rumors of everything and having these rumors started, if we're at all going to, like, how in the world Bachelor in Paradise is going to play out? And this headline is fantastic, because Bachelor in Paradise Season 7, potential couples and drama already brewing. Now, the source of this is Us Weekly, but our good friend and the host of Here for the Right Reasons podcast, Blake Hortzman, is the one that kind of spurs on this drama rumor. Ashley, what's going on?
Blake basically said to Bachelor Nation, everyone is talking to everybody already.
Bad news.
And I'm like, have you guys learned nothing from me? He said, I'm thinking, God, you guys are just effing idiots. No, he said, okay, I don't want to get the quote wrong. He goes, I'm like, God, you idiots, just effing wait 6 months and then you won't have to deal with that. So yeah, you know, based on the groups that Blake has hung out with over the past couple of weeks while he's been DJing, I've seen a lot of Bachelor contestants, a lot of potential Bachelor in Paradise contestants hanging out together. And I can't even imagine the amount of DM sliding there has been. Is there any, I guess, like, it doesn't really make the show better or less than if they've talked and known each other beforehand, but I guess it does make for some serious drama if you were like Blake and talking to multiple people. So I think if I were to give advice to these guys, if you're going to talk to people, you make sure that you're freaking only talking to one person.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. Well, here's a headline that came out this week. Reality Steve has made headlines. He had to apologize publicly after Demi Burnett from the Bachelor franchise accuses him of making unwanted sexual advances. This is according to E! Online.
Mm-hmm. So apparently in August, Reality Steve texted Demi. She has the receipts. They're out there. She put them on the internet to tell her about a graphic sex dream that he had about her. And she came out about it on Twitter this week. She said, I had no idea at the time that conversation. Oh, this is what Reality Steve said. Okay. So Demi put out these tweets with the screenshots and saying that the conversation made her feel very uncomfortable, understandably so. And this was his apology. I had no idea at the time that that conversation made you feel that way. I'm apologizing now, knowing how uncomfortable I made you feel. I crossed boundaries and I didn't think at the time I was crossing. I did not know this until today. So for that, I hope you can accept my apology. He continued to say, I'm not blaming her at all. I did not know about how she felt until less than an hour ago. That was a response to somebody he said on Twitter. He said, I do not feel that way anymore, and I hope my behavior in recent years has proven that. That's him referring to all the nasty things he said about previous contestants like Jade. He said some horrible things about Jade in the past, about her Playboy shoot, about like her previous sexual history and all that. So basically, Reality Steve is apologizing for some yucky behavior of his past.
It's just a good time to take a second, I think, for us all to learn a lesson where we got to be slow to judge, because we cast stones, we throw a fit when people make mistakes, but then when our own stuff comes out, it's embarrassing. And so mm-hmm. Reality Steve is apologizing, and he should. Former Bachelorette. Yep. Hannah Brown to compete on new series, The Celebrity Dating Game. And this according to People.
So many people were confused about this because she has a boyfriend now. And she's been very open about this boyfriend for the past few months. I believe this was taped a while ago. So this is what the story reads. Former Bachelorette Hannah Brown is returning to reality TV. On Wednesday, ABC announced the first celebrity contestants for its upcoming show called The Celebrity Dating Game. It premieres in June. In addition to Hannah, there will be Taye Diggs and Iggy Azalea competing on the show. And it's an ode to the original The Dating Game, which aired from 1965 to 1986. And according to the ABC description of the show, each episode will follow two celebrities as they pick one suitor from a hidden panel. The celebrity version's twist is that celebrities' identities will also be hidden from the suitor. So it sounds really fun. I mean, this sounds like a show I'd like to watch. It also says that they're going to receive clues about who the stars are through parody songs from host Michael Bolton.
There you go.
Awesome. Michael Bolton will host the show alongside Zooey Deschanel. This sounds like a really fun show. I don't know when it was taped, but it was definitely taped before Hannah was in a relationship.
This is fantastic. Well, Ashley, last headline for today. We just want to send our deepest sympathies for Travis Stork and his family as he mourns the death of his dad, Roger. And the quote is this, and we can leave this here. Travis Stork says his dad lived an incredible life, gone way too soon. Roger Robert Stork has passed away recently. And so the Almost Famous podcast is thinking of Travis and his family. Well, Ashley, that's all we got today for the Almost Famous podcast. It's always great being with you. It's always great talking to you. I've been Ben.
It's always great talking to you, Ben, and all of you out there. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Ashley.
Toodaloo.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.